George Reedy on 90.
Yes, sir.
Set to brief.
Good.
What should I tell him about this morning?
I don't know, George. There's really not much to tell him.
That's what I think.
I'm just writing out a little statement that I think I'm going to make either at a press conference here or go up to Atlantic City this afternoon to make. But I don't think we can tell about it now. I think it's best to say that I'm prepared. I'm at a meeting this morning with these people that I'm meeting. I don't know who it is, 11:30 somebody. I think you can tell my little Kathy Baker's here. She's coming in. That might be a good picture.
Good.
And I'm meeting with the Security Council. I'm having lunch with them. And I don't know, Jack, who did I see this afternoon? I've forgotten somebody.
You got lunch with Russ McNamara and Bundy.
Yeah, this afternoon, 5 o'clock. Got California Building Loan Association, but that's off the record. I got General LeMay, that's off the record.
Yeah.
I got Security Council, and I guess that's all.
Right, incidentally, the Attorney General just announced for the New York State Senate.
Is he on TV, I wonder?
I don't know if he's on TV. I saw the ticker.
What did he say?
I don't know. The bulletin just came over the wire. They'll probably ask me about the Leonard Wrench thing.
What is that?
The setting aside television time.
Tell them we don't know anything about it today. I didn't make any such request. It's news to me. First I knew about it, they suggested.
Mm-hmm. And I think the only other question that they'll press me on is what the White House people are doing up there.
Bill has been kept furnishing them information and answering questions in connection to the platform. If they ask you that, other people are trying to help Doug Cater, and Jack's here. He just went up Sunday to see his friends, but Doug Cater's trying to help get information out from the various committees to the press. Busby's here. I think Goldman is also kind of helping with Cater to get the material to the press. It's background and useful and helpful. Walter Jenkins is there seeing our old friends from various parts of the country and saying hello to them. They come in seeing them. They've been attending conventions all these years. And as far as I know, Larry O'Brien is doing the same thing. Ken O'Donnell is not reporting to us. I haven't heard from Larry, and I had one brief conversation with Ken right after he got up there on another matter. But they all go to convention. I think this most of them went to convention.
Yeah.
Have you had any indication from them that they're worried about the White House being in there?
No, but just the few queries to what they're doing. I just say
they went to the convention. I haven't talked to anybody at the convention this morning. I don't plan to today. That I've tried to leave this convention up to the convention. I don't know about the hotline they talk about. I'm not using it. Today I saw in the morning paper where Dave Lawrence called me. I haven't talked to Dave Lawrence. They just write these damn lies. I'm sure Dave Lawrence didn't tell him he'd call me. I think he made it up. Here's what I think I'm going to say to him. Whatever number of months it is. 44 months ago, I was selected to be the Democratic Vice President. 44 months ago, I was elected to be the Democratic Vice President. Because I felt I could best serve my country and my party, I left the majority leadership of the Senate to seek the Vice President's post, believing I could unify the country and thus better serve it. In the time given me, I did my best. On that fateful November day last year, I accepted the responsibility of the President, asking God's guidance and the help of all of our people. For 9 months, I've carried on as effectively as I could. Our country faces grave dangers. These dangers must be faced and met by a united people under a leader they do not doubt. After 33 years in political life, most men acquire enemies as ships accumulate barnacles. The times require leadership about which there is no doubt, and a voice that men of all parties and sections and color can follow. I've learned after trying very hard that I'm not that voice or that leader. Therefore, and then I'm going to say, therefore, I suggest that the representatives from all states of this union selected for the purpose of selecting a Democratic nominee and for president and vice president proceed to do their duty and that no consideration be given to me because I'm absolutely unavailable. I think then they can just pick the two they want for the two places. We'll take the nominee and do the best we can to help him till January. And then if he's elected, well, that's fine. I think he will be. And he can have a new and fresh fellow without any of the old scars. And I don't want this power of the bomb, and I just don't want these decisions that I'm being required to make. And I don't want the conniving that's required. I don't want the disloyalty that's around. I don't want the bumbling and the inefficiencies. And our people, and all of them talk too much. The vice president memorandum yesterday, that little thing Goldman wrote, he put on the bottom of it that he ought to do this at the breakfast here at the White House, which is crazy. And of course, I didn't mention it, didn't read it, but somebody got that copy out of my own office and printed it. And CBS had it broadcast several times last night, and we were going to have it here Friday. How could you conceive something like that happening?
People get awfully careless at a convention, sir.
Well, I mean, it's here.
Yes, but I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of people didn't take a copy of it up there and let it talk around. This will throw the nation into quite an uproar, sir.
Yeah, I think so. And I think now's the time, though. I don't know any better time. They're there and they've got nothing else to do. And I'm absolutely positive that I cannot leave the South, the North, and the South. And I don't want to lead the nation without my own state, without my own section. I'm very convinced that the Negroes will not listen to me. They're not going to follow a white Southerner. And I think the stakes are too big to try to compromise. I looked at the Herald Tribune, there's nothing but things that we've done terrible. I read the New York Times. We had a pallid platform. That is outrageous. I picked up every paper I had this morning. We had just played hell. And there's just bound to be a lot of people that don't have these doubts, and these angers, and these barnacles, and these things they have to carry. And the nation ought to have a chance to get the best available. That's who I want my children to have. And I know that I'm not.
I think it's too late, sir. I know it's your decision because you're the man that has to bear the brunt. But right now, I think this just gives the country to Goldwater.
Well, that's all right. I don't care. I'm just willing to. I don't think that. I don't agree with that fellow. But I think he can do better than I can. Because
he can't, sir. He's just a child. And look at our side. We don't have anybody. The only man around I'd trust to be president would be McNamara, and he wouldn't stand a chance.
No, but we didn't trust any of the rest of them, you know. We didn't trust Eisenhower or Jack Kennedy, any of that. That's a matter for them. Anyway, they've been running their business for a couple hundred years, and I leave it up to them. And their processes can work without any dictation, without any influence from me. And I don't feel like it. I want to live with my wife and my daughters, and the things are going through like Time magazine this week, and the lies that they published. I don't want to be the center of attention enough that they're interested in publishing that stuff. I just want to be away from it. And I know that a man ought to have a hide of a rhinoceros to be in this job, but I don't have a hide of a rhinoceros. And I'm not seeking happiness. I'm just seeking a little comfort once in a while. Getting away from it, I think I've earned it after 33 years. I don't don't see any reason why I must die in it.
I think you've earned it too, sir. But I don't think it's a question of having the hide of a rhinoceros. It's kind of a question arising above these things.
Well, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't. I have a desire to unite people, and the South is against me, and the North is against me, and the Negroes are against me. And the press didn't really have an affection for me. Are an understanding, and I'm unable to give it to them. I try, but I just looking at the Philadelphia Inquirer this morning. Our friend Henry Brandon, whom I do not know, but
I doubt it's
a textbook caricature of a fast-dealing politician. Why pressure developed the American press for him to divulge the value of his capital. The image goes deeper. On my recent travels, I found that except for his outright bold speak of the respect his belt, at the same time, he had not aroused any excitement as a person or any emotion or enthusiasm as a human being. And Democrats need to feel their hearts flutter to give their best in election campaign. But Johnson's way of blowing hot and cold is the bottom of his success. Fasted meetup so far. He lacks dignity and charm because he is not sufficiently detached about himself. He's concerned about everything.
I think, sir, that to a certain extent you have to remember Burke's dictum about the presumptuous judgment of the ignorant upon their designs. And much worse things than that have been said about presidents, sir.
Well, that's
Abraham
right.
Abraham Lincoln was called a baboon.
That's right. I'm not debating.
No, I know that.
Whether they did or not, I know that. I know another Johnson sat in the same place and suffered more anguish than I'm suffering. But I don't see any reason why I need to. And I think it's a pretty peaceful period, and I think they're there, and I think they can work it out. And I know that I'm not the best in the country, and I have faith the system can select it. So they may not know I'm not the best. But if you got any thoughts or any way that you can prove this, I'm not going to make it very long. I'm just about ready to sign it off. I'd be glad to have
them. Well, I think your statement is as good as it can be made, sir.
Okay. Bye.